For the next 7 days, big-name designers like Vera Wang and Michael Kors will debut their fall collections at New York's Fashion Week. 100,000 guests are expected to attend. But some of the real business of the fashion world happens several blocks south, away from the glamour and lights of the catwalk. NPR's Padmananda Rama reports.
Sketch, caucus, huddle, and then I'll come and get you and we'll head off to Mood.
Thank you, everyone.
Most designers starting out don't have Tim Gunn encouraging them every step of the way, as he does on Lifetime's popular reality show, Project Runway. Here he is on season 11, rushing teams through Mood Fabrics in New York City's Garment District.
Time's up. Everyone needs to be at the counter.
Thank you so much.
In real life, though, this is what being a young designer actually sounds like.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
That's women's wear designer Ann Yee. We're standing inside Silk Threads on West 38th Street in the heart of the Garment District. For nearly a century, these streets just below Times Square have hatched and sustained many successful American labels. Yee is hoping the same will happen to her. And so, just days before her fall 2013 presentation, she's counting zippers.
46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
50 pearl-colored invisible nylon zippers for 50 dresses. The price, with a 10% discount, is $45. She purchases the zippers, then we walk a block over to the factory she's contracted to produce her garments and hand them off to a seamstress. This is Ann Yee's daily life since deciding to start her own label. When she doesn't have an intern, which is most days, she's running the errands for herself. First the zipper store, then the factory, then back out to buy a yard of silk, and returning again to the factory.
It's not that pretty. I mean, it's not... I'm going to be honest with you, it's not the most visually appealing place in the city, but, you know, there's just so many resources that you can't deny it.
Yee really can't look away. 47% of New York's designers say they have their samples, the prototypes of what you eventually see in stores made here.
I can definitively say that I wouldn't be here if the Garment Center didn't exist.
That's Daniel Vosovic, who started his own line 3 years ago.
Because the samples were done by a pattern maker locally, they were cut and sewn by a sample room locally. My showroom is local.
Vosovic produces all of his garments in New York City. And while today you can hear the sounds of new construction, not long ago it seemed like the district had outlived its own usefulness. Designers chose to outsource their production to countries with cheap labor, abandoning Midtown manufacturers.
Maybe for the giants, maybe Donna Karan doesn't need it, maybe Ralph Lauren doesn't necessarily need it, but we wouldn't survive. We wouldn't even have gotten the chance to get off the ground if the Garment District didn't still exist.
According to a survey by the New York Economic Development Corporation, 80% of emerging designers insist they need the Garment District for production.
Black snakeskin.
Vosovic has a healthy business. After 3 years, he's in 20-plus stores and plans to launch his own e-commerce site. But he simply doesn't have the minimum orders needed to produce large quantities overseas. His rented studio at West 38th Street is part of an incubator program sponsored by the Council of Fashion Designers of America. Here's CFDA member and successful designer Nanette Lepore.
I made so many mistakes in the beginning, so much waste, and so many problems happened. If I had been trying to manage it overseas, I would have surely gone out of business.
Lepore, whose revenues now reach $90 million annually, got her start here. She says that proximity to her production allowed her to learn along the way.
For me, it just makes sense. It's like a no-brainer. It's right here. The factories mentored me all the way through the process.
Despite her success, Lepore continues to produce 80% of her garments in Midtown, with the label Made in NYC. It's what Ann Yee and Daniel Vosovic say they'll do, even when they've gone from emerging to established designers. Padmananda Rama, NPR News.